It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light away. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom, and good Saturday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. On this Saturday, May the 23rd, and today is my wife's birthday, Mrs. America, Jean Gentry. We're celebrating her birthday today. So we give a shout out to Jean, my wife of 54 years. What a beautiful lady she is. Everybody loves Jean Gentry. So happy birthday, Jean. Welcome to BPN today, and today's a very special broadcast as we salute the United Kingdom. And we're going to have some special music today from Martin Smith and Delirious, my friends there. And we're praying today, particularly for the United Kingdom. It was mentioned yesterday about the need for what God is doing there, the need for prayer for England and Scotland and Ireland, Wales, and particularly for the youth of that nation. And my journey began in England in 1990. On the invitation of Norman Barnes, I was brought to England, 1990, and began a wonderful journey there. I love my friends in the nation of Great Britain, and particularly those that have been so close to me in England and Scotland, and I've had made wonderful memories. And so many divine appointments, divine connections there. So we're praying today for England, what God is doing. And we know that England has spread the gospel for many, many years around the world. And so the first prophetic word I gave in England was that I saw young people being shot out of that nation all over the world like arrows and in the hands of a mighty man. They were being shot out all over the world. So I believe that young people are going to be gathered together in England and be shot out all over the world in this youth movement that is building across the land. And I'm so very, very thankful and grateful for that. And so Saturday, usually we have an emphasis on youth ministry. So today we're praying for those young people. We're praying for those young people in England today in Jesus' name. Lord, that you would gather young people to England to be shot out like arrows, and that you would also prepare the hearts of the Brits to receive these young people that are coming from around the world, as well as the young people in the United Kingdom right now. And so we're going to pray for that gathering of young people into the nation of England right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray that you would prepare the hearts of those in the United Kingdom, those British people, to receive young people from around the world as they begin training to be shot out across the nations of the world to spread the gospel. And so, Lord, I know that I've seen an army of young people coming out of obscurity to preach the gospel, and we pray for them. We pray your will be done in this broadcast on this Saturday here on BPN Radio. And we are believing for 1,000 prayer leaders in America, England, wherever it may be, to lead a prayer group to help us pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And today we're praying for our sister nation, England, the United Kingdom, for revival, spiritual awakening there as well. I have some great memories of England, particularly when I was invited to lead a 30-day revival on Marsham Street in London, just down the street from where Princess Diana's funeral was held. On Marsham Street, 30 days revival in the summer of 1996, which ended with an incredible gathering at Wembley Stadium. I had the opportunity to lead prayer there, about 45,000 people, in a gathering that was led by Noel Richards and Gerald Coates. And so that was a wonderful occasion. And then in 1997, I was invited to minister to 900 prayer leaders at Aston University in Birmingham, England, by my friend Roger Ellis, and my friends Martin Smith and Delirious provided the music. And it was an incredible occasion. 900 youth leaders did not sit down the entire weekend. They all had sticks, and when I would minister, they would beat on the floor. And one night, I was so overcome by the Holy Spirit that I was picked up by the group of youth pastors that were there, youth leaders, and I was crowd carried all over the building, and it was an amazing night. And Martin Smith said he wrote about it in his book. Delirious was singing that night. Martin Smith and Delirious was ministering that night, and I'm going to play some songs, some songs that they sang. And I had the from their album In the Can, and Live and In the Can, and I had the opportunity to be able to be on that album. And so here we go. Here is Martin Smith and Delirious, and this is their album, Live in the Can, and so I hope you enjoy the music here. I meant to say that I was crowd surfed, and in Birmingham, England, Aston University. Crowd surf, nothing like it.
Getting stronger. Is it true that God can save a nation? Well, is it true? I must believe it. Is it true that God can break a nation? Yes, it's true. And I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ the risen one. Hey! Did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers roar? When the lost began to sing of Jesus Christ the saving one. And we can see that God's moving, everybody river. Jesus. joy in one song, and all the streams flow as one river to wash away our broken. Come on, wash it away, Lord. Come and wash it away, Lord. Come and wash it away, Jesus. Lead me to the cross where we first met. Draw me to my knees so we can talk. Let me feel your breath. Let me know you're here with me. Lead me to the cross. Let me know you're here with me. Let me know you're here with me.
here we stand, Lord. God, we want to be known as a generation, God, who didn't build just churches, that created new music, that brought new sounds and rhythms, God. But God, we want to be known as people who are completely in love with you. We want to be known as people who are friends of God.
Faithful than a mother,
Been listening to the music of Martin Smith and Delirious these past several minutes here on BPN Radio as we pray for the nation of England, the United Kingdom, and we are so thankful for our friends there, and of course for Martin Smith and Delirious that has been providing our music for us. And I want to speak appreciation to Martin. And also to the band there, the band members, Tim Jupp, Stuart Gerard, John Thatcher, Steve Smith, and Paul Evans for providing our music today here on BPN Radio as we pray for revival in the nation of England and the United Kingdom. And Martin Smith, very special person, in Gene and I's lives, he and his wife, Anna, provided us a place to live in 1990, 2001, and next to their home in Rustington, England. Very thankful and grateful for that, our time there. Memorable time with our friends in England. I want to say thanks to the men that served, men and women that served on my board of reference during our time of ministry there in England. Norman Barnes, Grace Barnes, Gerald Coates, John Noble, Anona Coates, Martin Smith, Martin Scott, Noah Richards, R.T. Kendall, Roger Ellis, Stuart Bell, and Alistair Bullen. I want to thank friends like Paul Weston, Bernard McLaughlin, and many other Brits that are lifelong connections, too many of them to mention, but I'm thankful and grateful for the journey. Godfrey Birtle has ministered with me over the years. We'll be ministering again together on July 5th at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas. Of course, our producer, Michael Schonborn, is from England. I appreciate Billy Kennedy and the Pioneer people there that have been such strong relationships over the years. And, of course, one of the highlights of my ministry was back in 2007 when I got to minister at Grapevine there in Lincoln, England. I had a lot of great memories. And thanks again to Norman Barnes for opening the gate, and for Norman Barnes and Gerald Coates, who I was accountable to all those years of ministry in England. So, Father, we pray. We pray right now for the United Kingdom. We pray particularly for England, that you would just prepare that nation in Jesus' name. We ask that you prepare that nation to receive young people that's going to be shot out from all over the world, out of England. The first prophetic word that I had for that nation while standing in a church in Good Mays, England in 1990. I believe it will come to pass. I declare and decree it, even though it's been 25 years. I declare it shall be. Just as the Holy Spirit said it would be. And so I'm thankful and grateful. I'm thankful and grateful that wonderful things are happening in England. All the seed that has been sown over the centuries in England and Scotland, I declare it's going to bring forth a mighty harvest. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray. And I thank you for it and believe you for it. In the name of the Lord. Would you just help me pray right now for the United Kingdom, particularly England today, that young people will be gathered together in that nation from the United Kingdom and from all over the world to be prepared and sent out across the nations of the world to spread the fire of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for my friends there in England that you will bless them and minister to them and encourage them to know that you have signed major ministry appointments for them. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, they'll take heart. I pray they will be strengthened. I pray they will be encouraged today in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord, to realize that they have been signed in these days and times to be a strategic player in the world harvest, in that nation, in the nations of the world. So I agree, and I trust that you will agree with me now. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I bless the people of the United Kingdom, particularly England, that has been so gracious to Dale and Jean Gentry over the years. We are so thankful for this group of people that have been so kind and considerate to us. And we are very thankful and very grateful to them. And we bless them. People that I mentioned and people that I haven't mentioned that we have had relationship with over the years. We are very thankful and grateful. I'm thankful for Norman Barnes that opened the gate, opened the door. I'm thankful for Gerald Coates, who invited me to lead the prayer revival there in the heart of London way back in 1996, invited me back in 1997. I'm thankful for the opportunity to lead prayer at Wembley Stadium. I appreciate Noel Richards. I'm thankful for the men and the women that have served us and blessed us. I thank you for Roger Ellis that invited me to the historic weekend there at Aston University in Birmingham, England. All the other memories and connections that we have had. So thankful and so grateful. So thankful and grateful. Thank you for John Noble that gave me the opportunity to do the foreword to his book, and who also endorsed one of my books, and all the memories that we've made there, and all the seed from England and the United Kingdom that have been sowed into our lives over the years. We pray for mighty revival, mighty spiritual awakening in that nation, particularly for young people, even young people from America that will go to England and will prepare themselves for ministry there in England. And they'll be willing to go. And there will be people in England that will be ready to receive them and to embrace them and help prepare them to be launched out to ministry in the nations of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening to BPN Radio today on this Saturday, May the 23rd, the birthday of Jean Gentry. And if you want to send her a birthday greeting, you can do so by sending it to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. And you have a wonderful day. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.